Hello and welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Not Another Sports Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Brandon. I'm here with my co-hosts, Kevin and Jordan.
Yo, what's up? This is Kevin.
Yeah, and this is Jordan.
And we are back with another episode about baseball. My boys finally re-signed Ozuna. I know, I forgot what the details of it for, but I know it is a four-year deal with a fifth-year option, so... We looks like we're trying to win right now, which is what we need to be. We've advanced around every year, and now it's the time we got to win the whole thing. So we got the pitching staff; everybody's coming back healthy. We got the lineup to do it. So let's get it done. And there's no excuse. There's no more excuses. The players that they used to say were young have been in playoff, been in big playoff games now. Freddie, so nothing we should have to worry about. Our pitching staff should be healthy, and yeah, I don't see no reason why we shouldn't win the World Series this year. But how y'all feel about how free agency has gone so far?
It's been cool. I feel like we could have done a little bit more. I would have liked to see us try to make the trade for Nolan Arenado. Apparently, it didn't take that much to get him. They got some peanuts the Cardinals got some peanuts, gave away peanuts, and they got $50 million in return. So,
I just feel like we would have been giving away assets. And it's not necessarily that we need a third baseman. It would be more of a luxury than a need, if that makes sense.
But baseball is full of luxuries.
I agree.
Trevor Bauer is a luxury, not a need.
I agree.
For both of the teams that he was signed for, the Dodgers don't need. Not the Dodgers. The Dodgers don't need him as a starting pitcher, and the Mets don't either. Both of those teams, he would have been the de facto third pitcher. But, you had to name him the ace for his ego. But, he's not better than Walker Buehler. He's not better than Clayton Kershaw. He's not better than Jacob deGrom. He's not better than Noah Syndergaard. It's arguable if he's better than Noah Syndergaard. But
I feel like at this point in his career, he's better than Kershaw.
Not in the regular season, he's not.
Kershaw
had that one... he had last year, but he wasn't that good the year before. He was 11-13.
Yeah, I agree.
He's an okay pitcher. He had one good year. I'm not saying he's terrible. I did want him, but I don't feel like he's not better than those guys. He would definitely be the ace on our team, and he would make our team better. But he's not better than those guys, and those guys aren't available. So I have to be realistic in the pitchers that I want. Obviously, I would want a DeGrom or a Max Scherzer, but those guys aren't available. I feel like he will definitely make the Dodgers better because he's not asked to do as much. He doesn't have to go out there and pitch 9 innings perfect. No hit baseball and then get pulled out of the game and then their team lose in the first round. He doesn't have to worry about if I don't pitch well, nobody behind me is going to pitch well. So that's extra stress. That all of those things make a difference for a pitcher. So, I can see how it could be a great signing. I don't feel like he's their ace. I feel like this was one of those where a lot of teams there's no salary cap in baseball, so you can just sign the best player for the most money just to keep him from other teams. Kind of like recruiting in college, which we'll talk about later. I feel like we could have gotten another pitcher. We could have made that deal for Arenado. But I do like us re-signing Ozuna. I do also like us going to get Charlie Morton. I feel like that was a good addition. But it's really about if Soroka can come back. I would also like to see what Kyle Wright adds to our team. He was up and down a lot last year. So he'll have to have a bounce back year. Also, I wonder what we're going to do with Sean Newcomb, Tukey. All of those things are interesting points going into next year.
It was a good re-signing by the Atlanta Braves. Like I said before in our previous episode on baseball, I have expectations of the Braves being a World Series team. I don't expect nothing less. The experience and veteran leadership that they have, I expect them to be competitive, although they didn't add a bunch of pieces. They can still continuously get better. Everybody can. Yes, I just see that with this segment just on the Braves.
This is a baseball segment. But before we do stop talking about the Braves, I will say, like, literally before the, like, it was a couple of hours before the Ozuna signing, I was talking to Brandon. No, it was the day before. It was when the rumors were going that Trevor Bauer was going to the Mets. And I said that we're going to finish third, because at that point, I really did not see us re-signing Ozuna. There are a lot of teams in the mix talking about offering more money and stuff like that. So I said that we'll finish third in the division behind the... I thought that the Mets would finish first with the signing of Trevor Bauer. And I thought that we would finish second because the Phillies re-signed JT Realmuto. But... After we re-signed Ozuna, I figured that we would finish second. But since the Mets didn't re-sign Ozuna, didn't sign Trevor Bauer, I feel like we can finish first. It's not as foregone of a conclusion as a lot of people are making it out to be. I feel like we're going to finish first, but that Francisco Lindor trade was a big trade. I still feel like they're going to need somebody to replace Yoenis Cespedes, because I don't think he's going to make it through the whole season, because he never does. I feel like they will have injuries on the pitching staff, because they always do. But other than that, I feel like we have a chance to win first place, but it's not as set in stone as it was these last 2 years. But what were you saying about other teams, Jeff?
It's not much I can say about most teams. I only keep up with the Yankees and only a little bit of the Braves.
I mean, the only real other trade was Nolan Arenado. But, I mean, I honestly don't see that moving the needle. I don't think the Cardinals are that good of a team. They still have Paul Goldschmidt. But he's not. He's kind of over the hill. It depends on how Adam. Did Adam Wainwright ever sign with anybody? That would be a good person we could bring to our team. But I completely forgot about him. But yeah. I don't know. I don't think that they're that good for Nolan Arenado to make a difference. I think he'll definitely make them division winners, because I think they'll be better than the Cubs. The Cubs are in, whether their owners believe it or not, they're in rebuild mode. They have a new GM. They have a new coach. Well, no, David Ross was the the manager last year. But they do have a new general manager. Colton Wong did sign with the Yankees.
He signed with the Brewers.
Oh, the Brewers. I thought he was signing with the Yankees. That's something different.
Adam Wainwright still with the Cardinals, it looks like. Nope. He's a free agent still.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we should re-sign. I mean, we should try to... Well, yes, re-sign Adam Wainwright. He was in our farm system back in the day. So that would be a good signing for us.
Hey, what's going on? Can't get enough of Not Another Sports Podcast? Well, you can follow us on social media
at Not Another Sports Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and N_A_S_Podcast on Twitter. And keep up with everything Not Another Sports Podcast. We appreciate y'all's support, and y'all make sure y'all subscribe. And back to the show.
And before we get out of here, of course, we got to talk about the number one recruiting class of all time.
Of all time. Not just this year, but of all time.
You know who has the number one recruiting class
of all time?
Alabama
has the number one recruiting class of all time.
Not this time.
Not this time, but all time. I mean, it's really not much else to say. I mean, we really just reload. It's a testament to our greatness.
Player development. That's a testament.
That's a testament budget. To that as well. Kevin says budget, but I mean, our pockets are deeper than that. When you win national championships, at least one every 3 years, at least
you have
a deep budget.
Get your
money up.
Get your game up,
then you can get your money up.
Everybody in college football is playing their players
under. Everybody is paying their players under the table.
That's why they make it illegal.
Doesn't mean Alabama don't have the most money. They not
get. Well, then get, like I said, man, get your game up so you can get your money up.
It ain't even the school that's paying them. It's like people who aren't technically affiliated. Like, technically, me and Jordan could be boosters. We just pay them recruits to come to our school because we go to school.
Alabama has a big fan base that's a lot of that.
Like I said, when you get your game up, you'll get more people interested in your team and they'll want to buy better players. But until then, nobody cares about your team. They'll buy you good enough players from Dutchtown who gonna celebrate and post their pictures on Instagram of them getting flatlined.
I'm gonna send you the link to their video on YouTube. It's a whole series, actually, where they talk about how
he knows about when the dude was getting recruited to Mississippi State. Dan Mullen was the coach, and then he decided, nah, I'm just gonna go to Ole Miss anyway. I told him. Never mind. I'm not gonna tell this story. But I told him about some players that have decided at the last minute to go from one SEC school to another SEC school when they were committed to another SEC school. I know. I've seen it. Literally seen it. Like, I know they are getting money, but it's okay because everybody's about to get paid. So I mean. All I'm gonna say is this class literally has a little bit of everything. Like I've said in a previous episode, I think Bryce Young is gonna be the quarterback, but do not sleep on Jalen Milroe. He is definitely a contender for the starting job.
Just gonna skip over Paul Tyson.
Yes, he's there for fun. He is there because his granddad said, I want you to go to this school. I built this school up. You will go to this school. That's why he's there. But I think we also have the number one running back, Kamar Wheaton, I think his name is. He's going to be fighting with Trey Sanders for the number one spot if he can stay healthy. He's missed 2 years in a row. So I think that's going to be something to watch out for. We have the number one safety in the country, Terrion Arnold. I think he's going to be a great addition because we have not had a great lockdown safety since, I want to say, Eddie. Minka graduated before Eddie, so yeah, Eddie. And then we also have another Devontae Smith, but he's on the defensive side. He's a cornerback. We have great receivers coming in. It's literally pick your poison, what you want. We have the best offensive linemen, defensive linemen, all of that. Now, I will say, I saw in the iCouple that they were saying that it's becoming boring. And I will say, the regular season is becoming boring. But I still find enjoyment watching the SEC Championship and all the playoff games. Whether I know what's going to happen or not. I knew we were going to blow out Notre Dame. It was a good game.
I knew it wasn't. It wasn't.
It wasn't because your team wasn't in it.
No, it wasn't a good game.
Oh, we do have Brian Robinson coming back. So that's another great running back coming back. It doesn't matter if we knew Notre Dame was going to be trash or not. I was interested. Whether you were interested or not, I was. That's fine. That's part of the reason what he said. He said it's cool, it's fun if you're an Alabama fan or a Clemson fan or an Ohio State fan, but it's not fun for everybody else.
So I mean, I
get it. I definitely do get it. I'm not, I don't enjoy us playing Arkansas in Missouri and all these other schools. I really only enjoy watching the Iron Bowl because I hate Auburn. And then all of the championship games.
But
it's still fun to me. But I mean, I can see how people could say, yes, college football is boring. All of the good recruits are going to one school. I understand that. But I do also remember the days when we were struggling and we couldn't beat the Auburns and the LSUs of the world. So this is a good change of pace for me. I'm going to sit here and enjoy all of the success that we have. It doesn't grow on trees. I saw it literally for a good 5 or 6 years when we were trash.
Hey,
you don't want to brag about your little transfer portal puppy or something?
That was a thing that I was aware of. From what I see, Florida has a nice group of transfers coming in, a lot of five-star talent, a lot of offensive skill positions, tight end, receiver. We have a lot of DNs and cornerbacks coming up. But yeah, I have yet to see a quarterback.
I was just going to say,
you named all these positions, but did not name the position.
That's the position that I'm more focused and worried about. We haven't had a quarterback since Tim Tebow, and then we got Kyle Trask. 10 years later? I don't want it to go another 10 years without having a solid quarterback. So, hopefully we got a couple of three-star quarterbacks. We have somebody on the roster already. Didn't show much promise. But hopefully Dan Mullen, the post be the quarterback guru guy, get somebody else in. We keep it going from what Kyle Trask had us going. Because we have the talent. We have the defense coming in already. So, it's just on really on Dan Mullen and the coach and staff.
I don't see anybody better for y'all to get.
That's
why I don't think it's a make it or break year for y'all. And y'all don't have the quarterback. Now, if y'all had the quarterback and y'all had options on the
drive,
I can see it being the make or break year. I can't remember if we talked about it or not on this show, but Coach Khaki Pants got an extension. I don't understand. But I did tell y'all what was gonna happen. They were gonna blame it on COVID, and they were gonna be scared that he was gonna go to the NFL, so they tried to lock him up for another year. It's okay. Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. But that concludes another episode of your favorite podcast. You know, your favorite one. Not another sports podcast. Remember, I'm one of your hosts, Brandon. Make sure you follow me on all social media at Rob Was There.
And I'm Kevin. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at MySeatCapo.
Do it now.
Sir, it is wonderful. Magnanimous. Right, splendiferous. But I am also your host, Jordan. You can follow me on all social media. Not all of them, but just Twitter. That's the one. On Twitter at this_guy11 and on You can follow the sports pages and Instagram, also Instagram, at _thisguy11. You can follow the sports pages at Not Another Sports Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter at @N_A_S_podcast. Best recruiting class of all time.
All time. Rolling. We brand different.